VOA News, I'm Marissa Melton. A triple suicide bombing in northeastern Nigeria's Borno state has killed at least 30 people and wounded more than 40. The Nigerian government made the announcement on Monday. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. It occurred in the village of Kanduga, where residents had gathered to watch a televised football match late on Sunday. Three suspects wearing suicide vests blew themselves up. Suspicion immediately fell on Boko Haram militants. Officials say the death toll was high partly because there were not enough emergency facilities in and near the village. The United States has announced the deployment of 1,000 additional troops to the Middle East in response to the heightened rhetoric from Iran. It has also produced new photographs that it says show Tehran was behind at least one of the attacks on tanker ships in the Straits of Hormuz last week. Iran said earlier Monday that it will surpass within 10 days the limit on the amount of enriched uranium it's allowed to keep under the international agreement unless the other nations in the agreement help it withstand the impact of U.S. economic sanctions. AP's Karen Shamas has more on that.
The development comes in the wake of suspected attacks on oil tankers last week in the region, attacks that Washington has blamed on Iran, as well as increased tensions between Iran and the U.S. The spokesman for Iran's nuclear agency, Behrouz Kamalvandi, acknowledged that the country already quadrupled its production of low-enriched uranium and said Tehran would increase uranium enrichment levels based on the country's needs. I'm Karen Shamas.
Chinese media said Monday that President Xi Jinping will make a state visit to North Korea this week. It's the first such visit by a Chinese president in 14 years. Xi will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un during the visit Thursday and Friday. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. voiced new support Monday for Hong Kong democracy activists, saying they were demonstrating for basic rights. A State Department spokesman said the hundreds of thousands of street protesters were engaged in peaceful protests for what he called things which are enshrined into basic law. The demonstrators are calling for withdrawal of a proposal to extradite criminal suspects to China for trial and for the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam. Authorities reopened roads Monday near government headquarters. The roads had been closed on Sunday for the march that drew nearly 2 million protesters clad in black and marching against the extradition bill. Lam suspended the bill on Saturday, but protesters say they'll continue marching until the bill is permanently revoked. The founder of a Chinese telecom giant that has been blacklisted by Washington is speaking out. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Huawei's founder says it never occurred to the Chinese telecom company that the United States would be so determined to take extreme measures against it. Ren Zhongfei believes both sides will suffer and no one will win, adding the company's revenues will be $30 billion less than forecast over the next 2 years. And while it'll cut back capacity, he insists that restrictions put in place last month by the federal government, in his words, will not stop us. U.S. officials have accused Chinese telecom companies like Huawei of stealing trade secrets and threatening cybersecurity, possibly on orders of the ruling Communist Party. Matt Small, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court is throwing out an Oregon ruling against bakers who refused to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Oregon court had ruled against the bakers before the Supreme Court ruled during its last term in favor of a Colorado baker in a similar case. The high court's now telling Oregon judges to take another look. That keeps the high-profile case off the justices' election year calendar, but the bigger issue of balancing the rights of LGBT people and religious objections from merchants remains unresolved. Another case involving a florist who would not handle arrangements for a same-sex wedding is heading to the Supreme Court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As President Trump's second press secretary, Sarah Sanders, prepares to leave office, her predecessor, Sean Spicer, told VOA that regular White House news briefings should absolutely return to the White House routine. Spicer spoke to VOA on Monday. He said the briefings are an opportunity for people to see the government in action and capture media attention in a way that nothing else does. The White House hasn't had a news briefing in more than 3 months. Sanders is leaving at the end of this month. She says she makes herself and other Trump administrations available as often as possible. She has not yet had a successor named. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
VOA. All all the hits and more right here on VOA 1.